We hope that everyone had a great 4th of July and a safe 4th of July holiday here as we continue on into summer. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the good stuff here on your local radio station. Glad that you joined us. Just want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. The Tri-State Livestock News is the ideal way for your business to connect with farmers and ranchers who make up your target audience. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota are coming up. The 101st days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through 29th. The 19 times pro rodeo of the year. They've got steer roping. July 23rd, rodeo performances, July 26th through 29th, parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23 through 29. Go online for tickets and times. Daysof76.com.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Call 605-642-5884. Great store, fabulous antiques, great seasoned dealers with quality stuff and lots of fun decorating items, too. Check out Yesterday's Antiques, South 40. Kim, what do you have to start things off with the good stuff?
Well, I've got Game Called, and this is by Grantland Rice, and it's night baseball kind of talking about it. Again, Game Called. Game Called, across the field to play. The dusk has come, the hour is late, the fight is done, and lost or won, the player files out through the gate. The tumult dies, the cheer is hushed, the stands are bare, the park is still. But through the night, there shines the light, home beyond the silent ill. Game called, where in the golden light, the bugle rolled the reveille. The shadows creep, where night falls deep and taps has called the end of play. The game is done, the score is in, the final cheer and jeer have passed. But in the night, beyond the fight, the player finds his rest at last. Game called, upon the field of life, the darkness gathers far and wide. The dream is done, the score is spun, that stands forever in the guide. Nor victory, nor yet defeat, is chalked against the player's name. But down the roll, the final scroll shows only how he played the game. Again, that's called Game Called by Grantland Rice.
Nice there to share that during baseball season. You know, a while back I did some cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon. Well, I've got a few more of those for today's program. Bat wings. Now, a lot of people might know what bat wings are. Long chaps with broad leather flaps on those. The bat wings like they used to wear in the Old West.
Yeah.
Bazoo. B-A-Z-O-O. That's your mouth. As in, shut your big bazoo. Bear sign. Donuts. A cook who could and would make them was highly regarded as donuts. So, bear sign. I don't know where the correlation is between bear sign and donuts. But
yeah, me neither. Okay. I miss that.
How about a bee? Gathering of friends, family, and neighbors to get a specific job done. Usually used with women's quilting and get-togethers, as in a quilting bee. I remember harvesting bees and those kind of things that they used to have around.
Yeah.
And one more of those. How about a bee in your bonnet? I always thought that was kind of being scattered, but it's actually an idea. It's like the light bulb going off. It's an idea is a bee.
Oh, I thought it was when you were riled up, like you had a bee in your bonnet.
No, that'd be a bee in your britches or something, I guess. I don't know.
I guess
but
so.
That's just what they refer to as an idea. So, all right, well, just a few more of those cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon. So next time you watch an Old West movie, you'll know.
If they use that.
If they use those phrases,
yeah, that's right. That's right. You have it easily in your power to increase the sum total of the world's happiness now. How? By giving a few words of sincere appreciation to someone who is lonely or discouraged. Perhaps you will forget tomorrow the kind words you say today, but the recipient may cherish them over a lifetime. Dale Carnegie is quoted as saying that. And another quote, habits are safer than rules. You don't have to watch them, and you don't have to keep them either. They keep you. Frank Crane, quote from him.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in today to share a little bit of your day with us. And a reminder that if you have items to share on the good stuff with the rest of our listeners out there, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.